The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, 6th chapter, text 33-40, given by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded in September of 1966 in New York.
Atma upamanya sarvatra samam pashyati jo arjuna, please come forward. Sukham bhajati bhajukham sajogi parama mataha. Now we have been discussing for the last few days about the perfect form of yoga. Lord Krishna, the supreme personality of Godhead, he is teaching Arjuna directly the perfect form of yoga. If you actually want to perform the yoga system, then here the authoritative statement by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we have discussed in detail. Now, after hearing the system, Arjuna is replying, just mind that it is, the whole thing was being described in the battlefield. In the battlefield, this whole Bhagavad Gita was taught to Arjuna in the battlefield. And when Arjuna was just going to release his arms on the opposite party, on the enemy's party, he thought, he got a sentiment, so why this fighting with my own kinsmen? That was his illusion. And to eradicate that illusion of Arjuna, this Bhagavad Gita was explained by Lord Krishna. Now you can understand how much time could be allowed for this discussion. Because battlefield immediately has to be fought. Everyone is ready. So, now, and atmos, 1 hour. I don't think that is atmos. So within this 1 hour, the whole Bhagavad Gita was discussed, and Arjuna changed his decision and his thought. Now, within that time, he is also instructing Arjuna about the yoga system. Now, after hearing the details of yoga system, how to sit down, how to keep the body straight, how to keep the eyes half closed, and how to see the uppermost part of the nose without diverting your attention, and in a secluded place, in a sacred place, alone. All these paraphernalia is described for performing perfect yoga. Now, Arjuna, after hearing everything from Krishna, he is replying, Arjuna Vacha, Joyam Yogasya Proktya Shamena Madhusudana Etasya Aham Napashyami Chanchalatya Sitting Siram. Now, Arjuna says, my dear Krishna, the details, which were not very detailed, but a summary of yoga system which you have prescribed and you asked me to follow. I think it is very difficult for me on account of my agitated mind. Chanchalatya. Chanchalatya means agitated mind. We must always remember that we are in a circumstance, material circumstance, where every time, every moment, our mind is agitated. We are not in a very comfortable situation. We are thinking that this situation will save me for further anxieties of my mind. But when I reach to that point, I feel that the anxieties have increased. It has not decreased. Because the nature of the material world is like that, you cannot be free from anxiety. That is the nature. So we are simply trying to make a solution of our anxieties by different methods. But the place is such that it is not possible to make a solution of anxiety. Now Arjuna, he cannot be a false pretender. He frankly says, my dear Arjuna, the system of yoga which you have prescribed, Joyam Yogasthaya Prokta, the summary, description of yoga system which you have described, Samena Madhusudana. Krishna's another name is Madhusudan. Madhusudan means he killed one demon whose name was Madhu. Therefore, God's names are different according to different activities of God. God has got innumerable names because he has got innumerable activities. Suppose we are part and parcel of God, we have got innumerable, we cannot remember how much activities we are engaged in from our childhood up to this time. So just about God, he is unlimited, therefore his activities are also unlimited. So he has got unlimited names also. He, Krishna, of course, is the chief name. But he has got many other unlimited names also. So one of the names is Madhusudana. Madhusudana means he killed a demon, a very great demon. Therefore, since then his name is Madhusudana. So what is the purpose of Madhusudana? Why he is addressing, he could address Krishna directly, because he is more known to Krishna as friend, Krishna and Arjuna. Why is he saying Madhusudana? That means this mind is as a big demon, just like Madhusudana. If it is possible to kill the demon, then we can attain yoga. Okay? The particular purpose of Madhusudana, that you are a killer of Madhusudana, Madhu, demon. Now, I think my mind is stronger than this Madhu demon. See, if you can kill it, then it is possible for me to access this yoga. The mind is so agitated. Chanchalam hi mana krishna pramati balavadhyam tasyaham nigrahanamanne vayureva sudhuttaram. He is describing his deficiency. That, my dear Krishna, my mind is so much, I am restless, agitated. Chanchala. Chanchala means restless. Chanchala himana krishna pramathi. Pramathi means just like a madman. Pramathi. Without any brain. Pramathi. And balavat. And very strong. Mind is dragging to somewhere else. I am trying. Mind. Don't go there. The mind says, no, I must go. And sometimes we agree, all right, let me go. This is very strong. So, Arjuna is saying, Sasaha Nigraham. Now, you have the whole process of your yoga system is, the summon substance of yoga system is to control the mind. The educated mind to be controlled, and the mind has to be focused on the super soul. That is the whole purpose of yoga. Now, Arjuna says, the tottaham nigraham manne, the mind is so agitated that to cut down the mind is as impossible as you want to stop a hurricane. Suppose there is a hurricane, it is blowing so strongly, and if one stands before the hurricane and stretching his hand, I'll stop it. Is it possible? No. Just see. Now, you can just imagine Arjuna 5,000 years before, and he was understanding from Bhagavad Gita, from Krishna, his friend. Just imagine what is his qualification. He is direct friend of Krishna. And he is a great warrior. He has got administrative capacity. And at the same time, his knowledge, comparing his knowledge, this Bhagavad Gita he understood within 1 hour. This Bhagavad Gita, which is not understood in one life at the present moment, he understood this Bhagavad Gita in 1 hour. So how much intelligence he was, and he belonged to the royal family, all facilities were there. And he is accepting that it is not possible for me. Now do you think what was impossible for Arjuna 5,000 years before in such favorable circumstances, is it possible for you to discharge? Do you belong to the Arjuna category? No. We are 1,000 times lower than Arjuna category. And what was impossible for Arjuna, do you think it is possible for you? Any sane man will do that thing, that what was in a Bengali choir. There is very nice comparison like this, that boro boro ghoda galo rasatal beto ghoda male kato jog. That means, you know, the animals they can swim over the river. So there was a big overflowing river. So at that time there was no such carrying boats and seas. So everyone had to cross the river either by small boats or by swimming. So generally the animals were allowed to swim over, to cross over the other bank, and men they took small boats and they. Now there was very good current, so many horses they swept current, like the current. And one lean and thin horse came, he is asking, "Oil, let me know how much water this is." Similarly, what was impossible for Arjuna, such a stalwart, such a advanced, in every respect, and directly a friend of Krishna, he is admitting that Krishna, this process is not possible. Well, I am a military man, I have to look after the administrative affairs, so how can I concentrate my mind in that way which you have prescribed? So it is not possible. It flatly denied. And he never attempted it also. Because from the history of Mahabharata, we don't find that Arjuna ever went for meditation at the Yoga Sutra. No, never. But still, he was satisfied by Krishna that he was the only man to understand Bhagavad Gita. You are the only man. Why? Bhaktosi. Because you are my devotee. Priyosi. You are my very dear friend. So, with such a nice certificate and such favorable condition, still he refused. Chanchalahe mana Krishna pramathi balava griham tashyaham nigrahan manne bayori vasudhuskaram. Bayori. Just it is impossible to control the hurricane wind. Similarly, it is impossible for me to control my mind. It is not possible. Then, how to control the mind? That's the same thing, Krishna consciousness. You can control the mind if you fix up your mind always in Krishna. That is the only way. Savai manat krishna padaravindayo vachansi vaikunthu gunanugandhi. That is the only perfect yoga. Our subject matter for today's lecture is perfect yoga. This Krishna consciousness is the perfect form of yoga. That is admitted 5,000 years before. At that time, there was all circumstances, very. And in the Shastra also, it is said that Krite Jadhyayato Vishnu, Kritayam Jajato Makhai, Dapare Parishadhyayam Kalotad Harikirtana. We will find in the Srimad Bhagavatam 12th canto, Shukadeva Goswami is recommending to Maharaj Parikshit that Krite Jadhyayato Vishnu. In the Satya Yuga, when people used to live for 10 millions of years, at that time this yoga system was nice. That for that time, Krite Jadhyayato Vishnu, what was achieved, the success which was achieved in the Satya Yuga by this yoga process of meditation, what is achieved in the next yuga, Treta Yuga, Jagato Makhai, by offering great sacrifice. And the same success was achieved in the next yuga, Dvapara Yuga, by worshipping, temple worship. And the same success you can achieve simply by chanting Hari Kirtana. So this is the perfect form of yuga. Kinte jadhyayato vishto kritayam jagato makhai dapare paricajyayam kalotad hari kirtana. So, now Arjuna flatly says that, my dear Krishna, the process which you have described is very nice process, but so far I am concerned, I admit that it is not possible. It is not possible. Now, we have to think that what was not possible for Arjuna in such favorable condition and 5,000 years before, how it is possible for me, a teeny living entity, and disturbed by so many things at the present moment. They used to live for 10 million of years, and it is very difficult to live for 50 years or 60 years at the present moment. At most a man lives for 80 years, that's all. Then again, we are not so much advanced. We are always disturbed in our circumstances. There is disease, there is war, there is pestilence, there is famine, so many disturbances. So our duration of life is smaller. And at the same time, we are disturbed, and we are not intelligent, and we are unfortunate at the same time. At the present moment, you will find 80% people, they are unfortunate. If we compare what is fortune and misfortune, then we will find in every country, 80% people, they are unfortunate. And therefore, this world is getting to communism, because they are fighting. They are fighting. So this is the condition of the present day. How can you perform this such difficult process of yoga, which was refused by Arjuna? That is my proposal. That is not possible. If you are attempting such difficult process in a pseudo way, then you can be satisfied in your own way that you will never achieve success of the yoga. Now, you must know it clearly. The yoga system is not possible in this age. If you want to prosecute any yoga system, this bhakti yoga, Krishna consciousness, and chanting Hare Krishna, that is recommended in Vedic scriptures. That is introduced by great authority like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and you will find in the Bhagavad Gita, Mahatmanastumam prathadevi prakitim asrita bhajanti ananna manasoho jatyabhutadimabhyam satatam kirtantam mam jatantascha dhiravrata namantascha nityajitupasati satatam kirtantam mam. Always glorifying. They are Mahatmas, they are great souls. If you want to be great soul, in terms of the Vedic literature, in terms of Bhagavad Gita, in terms of great saints and sages, then you have to adopt this Krishna consciousness and chanting of Hare Krishna. No other process will be possible. It is not impossible. Just imagine a personality like Arjuna with all facilities of life. And 5,000 years before, the circumstances were different, and still he denied. The yoga system, actually, if you making a show bottle of meditation, if you are satisfied, that is the difference. Make yourself a show bottle. But show bottle demonstration will not make you successful. It is clearly according to Guru. Show bottle demonstration will not make you successful. You have to be really bottle of medicine. Then it will cure. You know, of course, in India, we have got some soap bottles in the medicine shop. Some red water big put into the big bottle, and electric light. That means advertisement. Here is a bottle of medicine. But that is a soap bottle, red water. So red water will not cure the disease. You must have really, actually, fever mixture. So that fever mixture is very difficult. Now Krishna does not say, oh, you are my friend, you are so favorably situated, how will you deny it? No, you cannot deny. Now he gave so much stress on the fighting, you are Kshatriya, must fight. But so far the yoga system, he gave him the idea, this is the yoga system, but he is not stressing. He says, Asamsaya Mahabaho, Mano Duddhigana Chalam, Abhyasena Sukantaya, Vairagyena Cha Griyate. Yes, I admit, it is very difficult. He also says, yes, my dear Arjuna, it is very difficult. Asamsaya Mahabaho, you are mighty armed, soldier. But still, I think, it is what we are saying, it is nice, it is really bad. Asamsaya maha mano durnigham chalam. Mind is very difficult to control. Yes, what we are saying. But it can be controlled. How? Abhyasa in a kaunteya. If you practice, the mind can be controlled. So the controlling of the mind by practice, vairagyena. Vairagyena means by renunciation. Vairagya means renunciation. And what is that renunciation? I cannot renounce even smoking. I cannot renounce even drinking so many things. I cannot renounce so many things. But still, I am going to yoga class for practice. Is it possible? So many rules and regulations are there, and I am unable to give up even the small thing, smoking. Here it is said, vairagya. The big list of vairagya. You cannot do this, you cannot do this, you cannot do this, you cannot do this. And the whole list is summarized that you cannot have any illicit connection with woman. You cannot eat any non-vegetarian dish. You cannot be addicted any kind of intoxication. And you cannot take part in any kind of gambling. At least these four things. These four things include everything. All kinds of vairagya. So we have to test how much we have been able to discard these things. Then vairagya. Then I can control my mind. Controlling a mind is not so easy thing that I go to the store and purchase something. No. Abhyasena tu kaunteya, vairagyena cha griyate. So this vairagya can be very easily practiced when you are in Krishna consciousness. We are practically saying, these four things our students have very easily given. Because they are serious about Krishna consciousness. This is not advertisement. Yeah, you can ask. There are many students here who have taken up this, philosophy very seriously. And they find it easy. They find it easy. Vairagya automatically becomes. It is such a nice thing that easily you become Vairagya, detestful to all these things. We do not discourage, sex life, but we discourage illicit connection with man and woman. Sex life cannot be discouraged because you have got this body, material body. Sex desire is a demand. We have to satisfy, otherwise we shall go ill, as we have to eat something, as we have to sleep for some time. So sex life is also required. So we cannot discourage it. Neither all the Vedic literature discourage. But Vedic literature cannot allow you, if you actually serious about advancement of spiritual life, then you cannot encourage illicit connection. No. I request all my young students that you get yourself married. And recently I have performed myself for marriage ceremony. Two of my students, they have been married actually. So we don't discourage what is necessary, but we cannot allow illicit things. So these are called vairagya. So vairagya means we have to regulate our life. Unless we regulate our mind, the mind is always agitated. And if we be addicted to all these things, then more irritation will come. If you have got illicit connection with woman, the mind will be always agitated. If you are intoxicated, mind will be more agitated. If you don't take, good stuff in the goodness, very strong and pungent, and animal food stuff, then our mind will be more agitated. And so far gambling is concerned, sometimes we have to commit suicide. There is history of gambling clubs that when a person loses everything, he commits suicide and he's thrown out. I have heard that in Europe there are many clubs. They go for gambling and they lose everything, whatever, and they commit suicide. And the club and proprietor throws him in this. There is no law. I have heard, of course, I do not know. You may know better than. So, if we want to control the mind, then we have to adopt this regulative principles of life. Not that we have to give up, but we have to make it regulative. Then it will be possible to adopt. And the best thing is that engage your mind always in Krishna consciousness. We are trying to engage our students 24 hours, either in this way, that way, this way, that way, in Krishna. That is samadhi, transcendental situation. You can eat, you can enjoy, you can dance, you can sing, you can watch, all things for Krishna consciousness. That will automatically make you renounce sovereign of life. But if you try to follow this yoga system, which was possible in the Satya Yuga some millions of years before, and if you want to adopt that, it is not possible. If you want to be satisfied becoming a sober, then that is a different thing. Remain a sober. But if you want really actual success, then you cannot adopt that process. Asaṁjata-ātmanā yoga duṣkāpa iti me mati. Now Krishna says, yes, asaṁjata-manā, one who has not been able to control his mind, yoga duṣkāpa, the success in yoga is actually never possible. Duṣkāpa means difficulty achieved. Iti me mati. Yes, I think you're right. Vashyatmanātu jatata sakho avāptum upāyata. But one who is determined, he can find out the ways and means how he can control the mind. It is serious. So, this is the way. If you become Krishna conscious and try to follow the principle, then this is the nicest possible way of controlling one. Vashyatmana tu jatata sakko abhaptum upayata. Upayata means you can find out means, ways and means you can control. Arjuna Vach. Now, so far, the description. Now, Arjuna did not further say. Arjuna said that it is impossible for me. And Krishna also said, yes, it is a difficult process, but if you try, you can do it. No further distance. Because both of them were not very serious about it. It is a process, recognized process, but it is very difficult for the human being at the present moment. The process is not rejected. Bhagavad Gita accepts the yoga process. That means the process is recognized. It is a science. But at the present moment, even 5,000 years before, it was impossible to be practiced. Now, how we can imagine that 5,000 years after it has improved the condition so that you can practice this system? No. Therefore, they did not. Either Arjuna or Krishna, both of them indulged in discussing further on this point. The next point Arjuna is discussing. अजति सद्यापेत योगाचलित मानस अप्राप योग संसिद्धि कांगोति कृष्ण गच्छति. He is asking, my dear Krishna, these things are being discussed, the yoga system is not only that yoga system, the bhakti yoga system, the Krishna consciousness, this is also yoga system. Now, many students come to practice this yoga or that yoga. Now, somehow or other, they may not be successful. They may not be successful, or half finished, or one-fourth finished, everything has got a course. So, just like if you want to be a medical student, there are 5 years, 6 years course. If you study for 2 years and give it up, then you cannot have their status. Or you cannot be recognized as a medical practitioner. But if you complete the course, you get the university degree, MD, Doctor of Medicine or something like that, and you are recognized, you can practice. Now here it is said that ajati sadhyapi, somebody is attracted that I shall make my life successful by the spiritual process, the yoga system or jnana system or bhakti system, without inclination, because this inclination also does not come ordinarily. That also requires good aspect in the past life. This inclination for spiritual advancement, manushanam sahasre, out of millions of men, few only try for making perfection of the human life. And jatatamati siddhāna, and those who are trying for perfection, out of them a few only can understand what is God. So God understanding is not so easy. Now therefore, he says, Arjuna says, that ajati sadhyāpeta, one has got some faith for spiritual advancement of life, yoga chalita manasa, but somehow or other, he finishes halfway and then falls down from the process. Aprapta yoga sansiddhi, he could not achieve the perfection. Kāgoti krishna gacchati, then what happens to him? Because happiness, just like a person was studying for medical certificate and medical qualification, and out of 6 years, he simply performed 2 years. Oh, neither he's a doctor, neither he's a clerk. He's a useless, he becomes useless. So, Krishna is being asked by Arjuna whether a person who is trying for perfection of life and spiritual advancement, if he finishes only a portion or half, so what happens to him? Does he become useless or worthless, simply wasted time? Kachinna uvaya vibhrashta chinnabhram ivanasati. Is it not like that a cloud assembles? And when the clouds are compact together, then there is possibility of rain. But if by wind it is broken, now there is no possibility of rain. The example is very nice. Kachit, na umaya vibhrashta. There was clouds, there was thundering, but there was no rain. It is especially in the morning. These are some of the rules one may know, that in the morning, if there is assembly of clouds and there is thundering, you must surely know that there will be no rain. If there is rain, it will be a drop only. There will be no much rain. Babharam me lohukkiya. Prabhate, these are very interesting, one should know. Ajajudhe, munisraghe, prabhate megadumbare, dampate kalhe caiva, babharam me lohukkiya. Babharam me lohukkiya. Ajajudhe, fighting between two goats. Now they are very serious about fighting, and somebody comes, does like this, they go out. The fighting stops. You see? So, babharambe. The attempt is very great, but the effect is little. Ajajutse munisradhi. And a ceremony observed by some sages in the jungle. What they have got some leaves and flowers. That's all. What arrangement they will make. The prabhate megadumbare. And in the morning, a thundering sound of the clouds. And similarly, dampate kalaja. The war between husband and wife. So these things are to be taken as insignificant. So of course, in India, the quarrel between husband and wife, nobody cares. Nobody takes very seriously. The husband may complain, the wife may complain, everyone says, yes, yes, that's all. I will tell you. They never go to court for divorce. You see, there is no seriousness. And actually it is fact. I have experienced that they are divorced, but still the husband is anxious for the wife and the wife is anxious for the husband. The divorce is activity. The husband and wife, the combination, that cannot be cut off. So one should tolerate this. If there is some misunderstanding, they should not go to the court for divorce. They should tolerate. These are some of the rules for spiritual advancement. Here it is said that whether this attempt, just like serious attempt, but at the same time it is broken, whether it is like a broken cloud which has no meaning, no rain, that's all. Is it like that? Apratishtha Mahavaha Vimura Brahmanopathi. Brahmanopathi means advancement on spiritual success. So, if he is halfway he finishes, then what is the result? Etanme samsayam Krishna. I am doubtful about this thing. Why? Now, because if this yoga system, now check for this yoga system which is prescribed. Now, if somebody thinks, it was attempted, it was prescribed to Arjuna, and he rejected it because it is very difficult to go. Never try for any spiritual. Let us see. No. Arjuna is putting therefore this question so that in future people may not be discouraged. Therefore he is asking. What is that? Etan me samsayam Krishna. It is some of the doubts in my mind. Krishna. Chetum arhasi asurisata. You will kindly clear my doubts. What happens to this one who does not achieve the pure, the highest perfection and success? like a half finished or one fourth finished, then what happens to them? So, tadanna samsaya shastra chitta na dhupa padmati. I don't think that anyone can eradicate my doubt except you. The Bhagavan was. Now, Krishna is replying, Arjuna, what happens to this half-finished yogi? Yogi, always remember, yogi means either this dhyana yogi or jnana yogi or bhakti yogi. Yogi. Yogi does not mean simply those who are meditators. Yogi means the meditators, they are also yogi, and those who are trying to understand the absolute truth by philosophical, theosophical way, they are also yogi. And those who are actually yogi, they are in Krishna consciousness, so yogi. So, the Bhagavan was, now Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead, we have several times described the definition of Bhagavan. Bhagavan means one who has got complete control over six things. He is Bhagavan, he is God. What are those things, six things? The Aisajyasa Samagrasa, complete riches. Bijasa Samagrasa, Bija means strength, complete riches, complete strength, complete knowledge, complete beauty, complete renunciation, and complete fame. We are after some fame. I want to be famous. You want to be famous, but we are famous in a circle, in a country, in a society, but nobody is famous like Krishna. You see, nobody is famous like Krishna. Krishna advented himself on this earth 5,000 years before, but just see how much famous he is still. Can you give any example in the history? So many Hitlers, so many Mussolini, so many Gandhis born and went away. They are famous for several years. Nobody can be famous like Krishna. All over the world is famous. And what to speak of India? So it's complete fame, simply complete strength, complete riches, complete beauty, complete knowledge. Just see Bhagavad Gita. It was spoken by Krishna. There is no parallel and there is no competition of Bhagavad Gita. It is such a knowledge. It is complete knowledge. So one who possesses all these six things incomplete, he is God. This is the definition of God. Complete strength, complete beauty, complete knowledge, complete riches, and complete renunciation. At the moment, renounce everything. Suppose I have got $10, and if you ask, oh, give me all these $10, so I shall 10 times think before renouncing these $10. But Krishna, he is the proprietor of all riches, but he can renounce anything. So these are the definition of Bhagavan. Here it is, the Bhagavan word is used. Therefore, I give you a little definition of Bhagavan. So Bhagavan Uvacha, now, because he is complete in knowledge, therefore, his instruction is valid. Our knowledge is not complete. Now, we are taking knowledge from Bhagavad Gita, from Bhagavan, but there is no history that Krishna had this knowledge from any spiritual master. No. He had not to go because he is complete. There was no need of Krishna for going to any spiritual. Arjuna has come to Krishna for knowledge because he is complete always. So, the complete knowledge, the person who is in complete knowledge, we have to believe it. That's all. That is the system. Evam parampara pratam imangalaja sayo vidu. The system of Vedic knowledge is to receive in complete. How it is received in complete? Just like Krishna is complete. and the knowledge received from Krishna, it is, that is complete. I may not be experienced, that's Lord Arjuna. He is receiving the knowledge from the complete. So if we receive knowledge from Arjuna, then my knowledge is also complete. This is the, there is no question of research. I cannot research. I have to receive, that's all. So many things spoken in the Bhagavad Gita, and we are receiving in that way. Suppose a Sputnik is flying on the outer space, and you are getting knowledge of the Sputnik flying from the newspaper. You are not going there, but you are receiving the knowledge from some authorities whom you believe. So don't you think Krishna is the highest authority? So whatever knowledge you receive from Krishna is far better than the newspaper knowledge. We are always in the lowest state. Either I read Bhagavad Gita or newspaper. I am not with this Sputnik. But newspaper says that Sputnik has gone 25,000 up. So I believe. So I believe the newspaper. Not that, oh, I want to see. Now can you see how Sputnik is flying? And why would you say, when Bhagavad Gita is spoken, oh, I want to see. You just take complete knowledge from Krishna, the complete person, that's all. That will make you perfect. Yes? So Bhagavan was. Bhagavan was, what does he say? Partha, na eva hya, na mutra, vinasastasya vidyate. You mind that. One who is making attempts for spiritual advancement, oh, either in this life or in the next life, will never be vanished.